Hello, Mr. McDougal here. January 2nd, 2024. The timestamp is 0044. I say again, the timestamp is 0044. This is going to be a prosperity series we're doing. So this is for every human on earth for your highest benefit. I'm going to read you. I've been practicing day and night preparing this sermon to deliver you the series, mini series on prosperity out of the Bible. And for the record, God sends money. If you're by Mr. McDougal, claim the testimony, God sends money. If you'd like to become a constituent with myself, I go to mrmcdougal.ca and fill out the constituency form. And it'll be on the list. So here we go. Today's chapter in this series of prosperity comes from the book of Job. Job 21. Now Job was a rich man, powerful, influential man, who went through severe persecution. And the tale out of Job, the lesson to learn from the book of Job, is self-inflicted wound. So self-inflicted pain you're bringing onto yourself. And so this brings us to chapter 21 of Job, Job's discourse on the wicked. Now I had to look up the term wicked discourse to see what that meant. And it's just basically he's having a conversation. So this Job man, the power of his tongue, that's what I've learned my lesson with. So I'm learning from him. And here's what he says. So he's a bold Christian. Here's what he says about the wicked. And I've read this chapter many times. I don't even remember it. So we'll see how it goes. Then Job answered and said, "Listen carefully to my speech and let this be your consolation. Bear with me that I may speak. And after I have spoken, keep mocking. As for me, is my complaint against man? And if it were, why should I not be impatient? Look at me and be astonished. Put your hand over your mouth. Even when I remember, I am terrified, and trembling takes hold of my flesh. Why do the wicked live and become old? Yes, they become mighty in power. Their descendants are established with them in their sight, and their offspring before their eyes. Their houses are safe from fear, neither is the rod of God upon them. Their bulls breed without failure, their cows calve without miscarriage. They send forth their little ones like flock, and their children dance. They sing to the tambourine and harp, and rejoice to the sound of the flute. They spend their days in wealth, and in a moment they go to the grave. Yet they say to God, 'Depart from us, for we do not desire the knowledge of your ways.' Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit do we have if we pray to him? Indeed, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me." How often is the lamp of the wicked put out? How often does their destruction come upon them? The sorrows God distributes his anger. They are like straw before the wind, and like chaff that a storm carries away. They say, "God lays up one's iniquity for his children. Let him recompense him that he may know it. Let his eyes see the destruction, and let him drink the wrath of the Almighty. For what does he care about his household after him when the number of his months is cut in half? Can anyone teach God knowledge? Since he judges those on high, one dies in his full strength. Be wholly at ease and secure. His pails are full of milk, and the marrow of his bones is moist. Another man dies in the bitterness of his soul, never having eaten with pleasure. They lie down alike in the dust, and worms cover them. Look, I know your thoughts and the schemes with which you would wrong me. For you say, where is the house of the prince? And where is the tent, the dwelling place of the wicked? How have you not asked those who travel the road? And do you know their signs? For the wicked are reserved for the day of doom. They shall be brought out on the day of wrath. Who condemns his way to his face? And who repays him for what he has done? Yet he shall be brought to the grave, and a vigil kept over the tomb. The clods of the valley shall be sweet to him. The clods of the valley shall be sweet to him. Everyone shall follow him, as countless have gone before him. How then can you comfort me with empty words, since falsehoods remains in your answers? And that completes Job chapter 21. And next up, you may want to go listen to The Value of Pondering. So you want to go listen to this 5-minute podcast as many times as possible, and then go listen to The Value of Pondering. It'll plant a good seed for prosperity in your mind. This is part one of the prosperity series in Christianity, Job chapter 21, Job's discourse on the wicked. Take care.